Mets fans, don't miss the top of the fourth for the Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. Newsday's award-winning sports writer Mark Carey gives baseball fans a behind-the-scenes look at the Mets all season long. For top pro sports coverage, follow Mark Carey on Twitter or go to newsday.com/Mets.
Top of the fourth, Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. Anthony Reber will join us in just a moment in for Mark Carey, who is missing something fairly special so far tonight. Gordon calls time. He's going to back out. And obviously, Anthony, this is some vintage Matt Harvey stuff so far.
Yeah, I think the arm, not dead.
Not dead yet. As they sang in Spam-a-Lot, the 0-1 is bunted up the third baseline. Tough play. Tejada, no chance. And there goes the perfecto in the fourth inning with a bunt. And you can hear what the City Field denizens think of that.
That's a Randy Hundley play. Of course, Randy Hundley did it to Seaver, leading off the ninth inning of a perfect game. Back in 1969, he bunted back to the mound and Seaver threw him out. Again, that was the ninth inning. Gordon's going to have to face Harvey later on. That could be interesting.
There's a certain protocol that gets discussed. Now, personally, I think the fourth inning of a scoreless game,
it's very much in play.
Right. I mean, there's
no question about that.
But
wonder how Matt will react later.
Exactly. Matt might get his dander up just a little bit. Martin Prado is the batter. He faces the wrath of a hard fastball at 96 at the knees, nothing in one. So, all right, Anthony, now we know it won't be a perfect game. It won't be a no-hitter. I guess we can relax in that regard. But your point, I think, is excellent, that Harvey, after really an embarrassing game the last time, he spins and throws to first, and back in time is Gordon. He just knew he was going to come out with something tonight.
Yeah, they say emotion doesn't really factor into baseball like it does the other sports, football in particular, but I think we're seeing tonight that emotion or pride or whatever you want to call it.
0-1 pitch, rammed outside. Another fastball to Prado. It's 1-1.
You know, whatever it is that Matt is using tonight to motivate himself to maybe throw a little harder, maybe be a little crisper in his workouts, and maybe that was what Terry had in mind when he mentioned dead arm to begin with. I don't know.
Infield at double play depth in a scoreless game. Gordon always a threat to run. He's going with a good start. Pitchers outside. The throw down by Plawecki. No way. That is stolen base number 20 for D. Gordon, who stutter stepped again. And then it was like watching the Roadrunner just kind of meep and gone on Harvey, who doesn't give up a lot of stolen bases. But in a scoreless game, it is now a speedy man standing at second, and Prado has the count tilted in his favor at 2-1. I'm going to ask you in a second here, Anthony, about some of the other Met pitchers, and specifically, I guess, Dylan G, who appears to be ready to go. Harvey on 2-1 to Prado, missing a low, 3-1. When do we see Dylan G?
It looks like it will be Tuesday in the great state of California.
David Wright is in the great state of California. What is the state of his health?
We got some information today that it took about 5 days, I guess, to get out there, that he had a couple of epidural shots on Monday.
Big lead off of second for Gordon. The 3-1 is low with a curve. Ball 4 to Prado. So here is Harvey all of a sudden with two on and having to deal with Giancarlo Stanton. He struck out Stanton with an adrenaline-fused 98-mile-an-hour fastball in the first inning. And Stanton, a guy that, Anthony, as I'm sure you know, had a stretch recently, five-game stretch, where three times in 5 days he hit a ball at least 468 feet.
I'll give you a little preview. That feat will be written about in Sunday's Newsday.
Oh.
The source tells me.
You must have very good sources. Stanton has 13 home runs and takes a fastball down the middle, strike one. The Marlins as a team have 31 home runs. Stanton's got 13 of them. One of them went clear out of Dodger Stadium. Think about that. If you can picture Dodger Stadium, I mean, just beyond everything. That one was at 480 officially. Two on, nobody out. Here's the pitch, and it runs outside 1-1. Stanton and Harvey, I don't know about you, Anthony, but to me, this is just great baseball theater. Power guy versus power guy, both very prideful young men.
I'm with you on that.
Stanton wears that orange compression sleeve on his right arm. 1-1 delivery is cranked in the air to right field. Playable for Granderson, moving towards the line. It's set to tag at second, Gordon, and he'll speed to third. Granderson's throw cut off by Murphy near second. So he does get Stanton. Now has to go get Justin Bohr, who actually hit one to fairly deep right field his first.